Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin, we are starting again. Let's read that story that we went through very quickly at the end of yesterday's shiur. We'll start with Nun Vav Mabez on the bottom. And just keep in mind, schedule-wise, today and tomorrow, B'ed Hashem, we will have the daf. And then I assume we will pick up again next Monday. We'll be off for a couple of days while I travel back to Eretz Yisrael. And then we'll pick up after next Shabbos. Probably Monday, I think, is the day that we will pick up. Okay. But today, B'ed Hashem, we have Chulin Nun Zayin. So, I mean, through tomorrow, we always get to almost the end of the treifas of the Elul treifas. The second half of the parak, as we mentioned, is all about kashrus. If you look on Daf Nun Tes, Simani Behema V'chaya, Nemru Min HaTorah. We get into the Simanim of kashrus. That's a totally different part of the parak. So the treifas part of the parak, Baruch Hashem, we will have done together. Now, okay, Nun Vav Mabez. Let's read the story again. Second to last line. Hahu Arma Dachaz Yelohu Gavra Dunafel Meigula Ara. Unbelievable story. There was an Arimian that saw a person fall off a roof. Pake Karse Vinafik Mayane. And after he fell off, he fell in such a way that one of the line, his intestines started coming out. He ripped open his stomach. And Asya, what happened? And we just learned earlier that if somebody tries to put back the intestines and inverts them by mistake, that is danger of sakana. So, what did this Arimian try to do, and what did he do? Asye lebrei v'shachde kamei ba'achuz asinayim. He brought this guy's son, this victim's son, he brought his son and shechted him and killed him in front of his father, ba'achuz asinayim, by sleight of hand. He didn't do anything, but it just looked like he was killing the son. And what did that cause? Ingid v'isnach. It caused him to groan and moan and sigh. And that caused his intestines to go back into his inside. Because he went, oh! Right? And that caused the intestines to go back in. And that way it went in naturally, so there was no worry of being inverted. And chayti l'karsi, so then he sewed up his stomach and he saved the guy's life. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I mentioned at the end of Shir, there's a Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden quotes this on a more famous Gemara, and that is Megillah Daf Zayin. You'll know the Gemara, Rabba and Rav Zeiro sitting together in the Sudas Purim, and Rabba got up and shechted Rav Zeiro. That's the language of the Gemara. Gemara says, Zayin Amabez, Rabba Rav Zeiro Avdu Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi, Ivsum, and they got drunk, come Rabba shechted Rav Zeiro. Rabba got up and killed Rav Zeiro. L'machar boy Rachme, the next day, unbelievable. The next year, Rabbah calls up Rav Zeira and says, I want to invite you back. Rav Zeira says, I'm not coming this time. Sorry, miracles don't happen every day. Okay, that's the Gemara. What do we prove from there in terms of the mitzvah to drink on Purim, not to drink on Purim? Big sugi, not for now, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the other postkim. If you look at Rabbi Yaakov Emden on that Gemara, in the back of Megillah, he says, what? He killed him? Did he really kill him at Tchias HaMesim? So the Amoram were on that level. There are other stories about Tchias HaMesim and creating golems, Mesechas Sanhedrin and elsewhere. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden can't believe it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Nirali, Shaloshachtu Mamish. They didn't really shecht him. Ela kol zeh ha'inyan. Lefisha yu smechim ma'od. V'ksiv v'kol ha'atsev yeh Mosar. They were very happy. L'chein asa zos l'ha'atsivan. Rabbah saw they were getting a little out of hand. Just the opposite. He saw the party was getting a little out of hand, so he wanted to do something serious to knock them back to their senses. The whole area. K'inyu, sh'amarish, perak, ein'omdin, like the Gemara says in Brachas, daf lamed. Chos rabbanan debatchi tuva. He saw that he was a little too happy. So what happened? U'ba'achizas einayim shachter Rabbah l'Rav Zeira. By sleight of hand he did it. K'de'isa k'hai gavnu perak elu treifas. Chulin nun vav nun zayin. Exactly our Gemara. He says, just like this Gemara. That's what he did. Kain irakan shaharoim hayusvurim sheshachtu. Everybody else at the party thought that he did it. Be'emes charada gedola nafla lehem his atzvu. And he calmed them down. I'm brought them back to their senses. V'ne'enchu kol simchei lev. And they were all very, very groaning. Afrab zera. The only problem is, so far with this pshat is, so why didn't he accept the invitation for the next year? Nothing happened. What was he so nervous about? So after Rav Zeira nispal mehem love, but the problem is because Rav Zeira also, by being used as the tool, he still was in shock. Lavash charada v'nis alaf, and he fainted. May rov daiga hashoveres kol gufu shel adam umeis libo bekirbo. He basically almost had a heart attack. Lachain tzarizarech levakish rachamim lahachiosa. That's why, first of all, he had a daven for him because he was in shock. Not that he actually killed him, but because of the fake. Ah, aval dam vade lo shafach rabba. Rabba for sure didn't kill somebody, right? Avim hayam madim. Even if he was born under Madim, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Elokid de Amran. That's what I say. Anyway, that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He reads the Gemara in Chul and he says, "Oh, now I know pshat of the Gemara in Megillah on Dav Zayin." This idea of Achiza Seinayim, we touched on in the past, is a big discussion in terms of Halacha L'Maisa. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us in the second half of the Masechta, which talks all about the Chayvei Misas Bezdin. So the Gemara says in the seventh parak on Arba Misas, it says, what exactly is Achuze Sinayim? He says that's one of the, it's in the, related to Kishuf. It says the Mishnah, Sanhedrin Samach Zayin, HaMachashef, HaOsem Maisa Chayiv, V'lo HaOcheze Soinayim. A machashef, a witchcraft, we would translate it as some type of magic, black magic. If you do a maisa, you're chayav misa. But if you just do sleight of hand, so then you're not chayav misa. Might not be a good idea, but v'loha ochei zeh soinayim. And the Gemara talks about exactly what the difference is between achiza seinayim and something real. But that is the Gemara. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch, right, what is achiz, but just before, what is achiz seinayim? Rashi says, mare lebrios ki'ilu hu ose ve'eno ose klum. Right, it looks like you're doing something. It's achiz seinayim, but you grab the eyes, literally. But you don't really do anything. Right, the Sefer Achinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Reish. Where am I? In Mitzvah Reish Nun. In Mitzvah Reish Nun, the Sefer Achinuch in the Isser of Onain, Shalola Onain, Shneamar Velosa Onenu. So he says there, Klomar Shalom Nikva Onus, Klomar Shalom Plonis Tova Lasos Bamaisa Ploni. Onus is by time trying to figure out, you know, trying to not go based on logic and based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, but go, trying to base my life on other forces. That's what Onain is. And in that context, that's where he talks about Achizas Einayim. It says, Ubechlal Lavzed Dema Onain, Amru, Shu Maisa Achizas Einayim, including this Isser. Might not be chayiv misa if you don't do anything, but including the sister of Onain. The inyan zehu min gadol me'atachvula yichubar eleha kalos hayad v'gvuras me'ayirusach yidame lebnei adam sheyaseh hamischabel inyanim shopela. It looks like people are wounding themselves. Dvarim shehim chutz min ateva kamo sheyasu tamin hamishtalim b'zeh. Magicians, sounds like. They put a rope in their begadim. They'll turn it into a snake. They'll throw a ring into the air, and all of a sudden they'll take it out of the mouth of somebody sitting there. Magicians, he says, V'kol elu mayamaisim haram elu asur. V'hoseo nikra achuze ochezinayim. V'hu bichlal lavdem oni v'lokana lav. Malchus, the Alpha Pishinamar Ma'onin Eitzel Machashi because of Echad, Einam in Kisha Mamad, not exactly the same as Kisha. That's what he talks about here. And what's the Hefsid? Mishorshi Mitzvah is Hefsid Gadol, Levishi Yeshuva Eitzel Hamun Vanashim Anarim, Hinyanim Hanim Noim, Betachlas Amania, people are going to start believing it, via Arev Ledei Osam, Lekabel Hanimna, Hayoso Efshar, Mi Bilti Hayoso Inyan Nanes, Mi Esabori, they'll think it's possible to do things that people can make miracles, and not just Hashem. Vula Yetzim Lahem Mizas. You read this chinuch based on the Gemara, it does not sound like you could have a magic show. It's pretty serious. The post can talk about it. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Kuf Ayin Tes, it quotes Achuzas Einayim, Ochezes Einayim Aser, Vaidei Sefer Yitzira Mutter. Okay, Sefer Yitzira. It sounds like Ochezes Einayim is Aser. And if you look in the Chachmas Adam, very Charif, I don't have a Chachmas Adam here, but Pischei Tshuva quotes part of it at least. Pischei Tshuva right here in Kufayin Tes in Yeridaya. He says, let me just find it. Says the Pischei Tshuva, I'm Pischei Chachmas Adam Klalayin Hei, Shehitraim al Habadchanim, Sheosim Achizes Einayim al Achasanis. The Batchanim that at weddings, the magicians, he's very upset. Vinikraim Teshen Spieler. Must be Yiddish. Shehem Spieler is right to make a bigger spiel. Shehem Ovrim Belavdo Raisa. Vahamitzvah Lasosam. Vahamitzavah Lasosam. But he hires them over Belifna Iver. Vigam also Listakel. Achim Ose. Ovid Kochad Mutaliras. Okay, you can have a guy do it. That is the Chachmas Adam. So what about the Minhag HaOlam? So the later poskim say, if people know, as the Heter, if people realize, and there's even an announcement made before the magic show, Hashem only does real magic, and this is just sleight of hand, this is, as long as it's announced and it's put into a context, it's not a problem. This only is, as the Chinuch said, is where it's going to lead people away. But if it's known that it's just a fake, and it's known that one can train and do it, so then that would not be a problem. But again, the Chachmas Adam, a couple hundred years ago, is charif against it, does not like the Batchanim, even though the Chora, everybody knew that it was a fake. Lachora, but he still is not happy about it. Anyway, this is all related to Achisei Naib. It's for sure mutl sarf pikuach nefesh. So this Arimian, had he been Jewish, would have been allowed to do it, and would have been able to, mitzvah to do it, because that's pikuach nefesh. But this is a little bit on Achuzas Einayim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, second line. Nishtabru ragleha. One of the psulim that were listed in the, I'm sorry, the ksherim. Right, if you look in the Mishnah that we just had yesterday, an elu ksheris pa'of, one of them was nishtabu ragleha. If the bird has a broken leg, so then it's not a treif, it's a kshera. Hahut sana de inkure. The asiel kame de rava, there was a basket of inkure. What are inkure? Rashi says, birds that have broken legs. But they weren't exactly sure where, right, it was, where it was broken from. It wasn't sure if they were Ksheris or not. It was Fakus. So, the basket of Ankure, the Asilakami de Rava, they came in front of Rava, Badke, Rava, Betsoma Sagidin, Vachshere. Rava checked in the Tsoma Sagidin. That's the place where all the, sinews come together in one of the joints, right? Legs have, animals have more joints. They just don't have a knee. Like, people have a knee. But if you look at some animals, right, if you look at a camel, it has like four knees, what we would call a knee. Folds over back and forth and back and forth. So here, but Somos Agidin is one of the main joints where the sinews all come together. So he checked there and he saw that it was still connected. Still connected. Rashi says, the 16 chutin were kayamin. It was still kayam, and therefore Vachshari was machshirin. He felt that was the crucial spot to check in terms of Hechsher. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav says Rav, Shmutas Yad Bibehema Kshera. A dislocated foreleg of an animal is kosher. Just read the parentheses. But if it was the upper one, where the thigh was connected, so then that's a trefa. Shmutas yarech ba'of trefa. The shmutas yarech, if the thigh bone gets dislocated by a bird, that's a trefa. Shmutas gaf ba'of trefa. And if the wing, a wing of a bird, if the bird gets broken, so we said that in the Mishnah, that's not a problem. But if the wing gets dislocated, so that's a trefa. Why? Because we're worried. Because that's right inside, next to the lung, on the inside where the wing is. And therefore, if the wing got dislocated, we're worried that something happened to the lung as well. Ushmuel amar tibadik. Shmuel said, no problem, just check out the wing. You're able to check. V'chein amar b'yokna tibadik. You're also allowed to check. We had earlier, I think already twice in this parak, the concept of a dislocation, and a different phrase was used. Right, a buka mina atma, right, a different phrase was used in terms of the dislocation. So the Meiri just says here, among others, that maybe it's just depending where they're from. One is more Aramaic, one is more Hebrew, so depending where they were from, that's where the language that they use. But really, the poskim say it's the same thing, right? See, Rashi says on shmutas yarech, Rashi says, buka da atma, de shaf miduchte. We had that exact lashon earlier. That it's a dislocation. Okay. Chizkiya amar. Chizkiya says, ein reya la'of. A bird doesn't have a lung? Sounds like what he's saying. Ein reya la'of. Okay, let's go with that for a minute. For Rabbi Yochanan amar, yeshlo v'yeshna ke'ola shel verid ben agafayim. Yochanan says, no, you're wrong. The bird has a lung, and it's yeshna, and he has it ka'ola, like a rose leaf, ben agafayim, in between the shoulders of the shoulder blades of the bird. Right, so it's very thin, but it's there. Machlokes mitzias sounds like. So let's keep going. My emielov. What does chizkiya mean? That there's no long ilema de lesle klal. What it doesn't have it. Valka chazina de isle. He's wrong. We know that they do have it. We see that the bird doesn't have a long. Ella to lo mitrepe. What he must mean is that the long cannot become treif. There's no treifus in a lung, meaning it has a lung, but it doesn't have the same status, doesn't serve the same function as the other animals, and therefore Hilchos Treifus won't apply to it. Of course there is, but Hilchos Treifus won't apply to it. V'hatani, By the way, we mentioned this a few times already, but just to mention it again, if this is true, this is a machlokas about treifus, which mostly is halach Moshe B'Sinai, this is again one of those rayas that the Chav Al-Siyar quotes against the Rambam. The Rambam quotes that one of the parts, one ingredient of being halach Moshe B'Sinai is that there's never a machlokas about it. There can never be a machlokas about halach Moshe B'Sinai. That's what the Rambam says. The Chav Al-Siyar has a long tshuva where he quotes many, many cases where there seems to be a machlokas about halach Moshe B'Sinai. So some of them you can get out of and say, the Gemara never calls it halach Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara says Gemirei. So Rashi and Tosfos many times say that means halach Moshe B'Sinai. But the Rambam might not think that. But sometimes the Gemara says it. Sometimes the Gemara calls it halach Moshe B'Sinai, the Rambam himself calls it halach Moshe B'Sinai. So those you just have a problem. If there's a machlokas about it. And here's another example. There's machlokas, Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, about the treifus of a Reya. Anyway, so the Gemara says the Lomitra base, that's Chizki Yeshita, that it does not become Treifus. Says the Gemara, is that really true? The Atani Levi, but didn't Levi tell us? Treifus, Shemanu Chachamim, Bibahema, Kenegdan, both. We had yesterday, Levi also told us that there's an exact parallel between the Treifus of Behemas and the Treifus of Ophos. They're parallel, the Oph just has two extra ones. The Gemara quotes one, and the Rambam quotes the other one. Yes, sir, Alein Oph. The bird has an extra one. Nishbar ha'etzem av mishlonikav krum shel moach. If the skull bone breaks, even if the membrane around the brain does not get punctured, that itself is a treifa when it comes to a bird. And if you remember yesterday, the Rambam added on the other treifa of falling into fire. Falling into fire. We had that machlokas rishonim yesterday. The Rambam said it's not in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, Neilu treifa, so it must be only applies to birds. The problem is it's not mentioned by Levi. Okay, Tzarachian. But, so there's a parallel. So how could Chizkiah say that there's no treifus when it comes to the lungs of a bird? Shouldn't it have to be parallel to a behemoth? So, third try. What does Levi mean? What does Chizkiah mean? It doesn't mean that it doesn't have a lung. It doesn't mean that there are no treifus when it comes to lungs. What does he mean? Ella, ein lo lo linafel velo lechamer. What does it mean? The lung is not susceptible to certain types of treifus. Number one, nefula. If the bird falls down and by animals were choshesh that, the lungs, something happened to the lung. Or lechamer, it goes near fire and we think it might get singed. So in those cases, we say that the bird is not susceptible to those treifus. That's what Chizkiah means. My time, why? Because the lungs of a bird have a protective seal on them. Amar of Chana. The ribs encompass, they form a real strong defense around the lungs, and therefore, that's what Chizkiah means, that they're not going to be subject to all the treifas. Some treifas, yes, like by a behema. But these treifas, by the nefula and by the chimur, so that would not apply to birds. Says the Gemara, that's a beautiful pshat, but it doesn't fit in with how Rabbi Yochanan argued on him. What was the next line? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he has a lung. That sounds like he rejects the whole idea. The Ha Midamer of Yochanan, Yeshlo, V'yeshna Kala Shalvei Bein Agafayim, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that, Michal Techizkiah Sarah Delesvei. Right, it's from Rabbi Yochanan, unless Rabbi Yochanan got it wrong. We'd rather not say that. We'd rather not say that Rabbi Yochanan misunderstood Chizkiah. So if Rabbi Yochanan had a correct understanding, and he says, no, they do have, so it sounds like, according to Chizkiah, he doesn't have a lung, period. Right? So that's what it sounds like from Yochanan's argument. So, Ella, Amri B'Maravim, Mishmeid, Yossi Rechanina. So, we go back. They said in Eretz Yisrael in the name, Midvarev Shel Berebi, from the words of Berebi, which means the Great One, which here means Chizkiah, Nikar Sheinu Baki B'Tarna Golan. Whoa. Right? So, he says, you see from Chizkiah that he was not an expert in chickens. Unbelievable. That's how the Gemara ends. That's how this Gemara ends. Chassam Sofer says, come on. That's over right here. What, he wasn't an expert? So it's really a Machlokas and Metzias? And he was saying something not based on knowledge? Very difficult. So the Chassam Sofer, as he says elsewhere as well, as he likes to say, as many Achronim like to say, would rather not say it's a Machlokas and Metzias. And therefore, what does he say? The Chassam Sofer would say that he would say that, no, what I meant to say is that it doesn't have the halachas of a lung. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, it has the halachas of a lung. Meaning it's there, it's thin, it has the halachas of a lung. What would Chizkiah answer back? It doesn't have the halachas of a lung. It doesn't serve the same purpose, the air doesn't go the same way as other lungs of other creatures. So Chassam Sofer still, even at the end of this Gemara, he does not want to say, which we'd rather not say, that he was just not a bucky inside a golem without checking things out, but he thought it didn't have the halachas of a reya. We do find this this idea that this is already in the Gemara. But the Gemara also, if you look in Maseches Nida, which Pesach will get up to next summer, the Gemara describe the Mishnayos in Nida describe, and the Rambam, based on the Mishnah and the Gemara, describes certain anatomical structure of a woman. And you read the Rambam and the scholars throughout the centuries have tried to figure out what does the Rambam mean. I mean, trying to figure out what do his words mean. He has a lull, he has an aliyah in terms of the anatomical structure of a woman, and it's very, very difficult. I just have a look on the Nishmas Avram in the Akdama Teilchos Nida. He writes, I'm just reading the English because it came out last and it's the most put everything together. Many ever in discussing, commenting, and explaining this Rambam, but nevertheless, there remain problems in matching his description to our present day knowledge of anatomy. And there was no greater doctor than the Rambam. So, you have to know exactly what he meant. It would appear that he includes both the cervix and the prisoner in what he calls the corridor. In Adida Rav Auerbach writes, in the Rambam's time, the doctors included the prisoner and the cervix under the same name. So, you could try to work out in terms of words. What did he mean by this? What did he mean by that? But there is some difficulty because he talks about a certain part of the anatomy going into the fallopian tubes, which we don't really exactly know. The fallopian tubes aren't connected to anything except the ovaries, and then they go down. But he talks about another part that seems to go into it. So the Nishmas Avram just says it remains difficult to understand based on, even though you have all of these other problems. So we'll have to deal with Rambam at a certain time. But again, that's you find sometimes that there's a mitzius that's a problem. But to say there's no lung, that's pretty extreme. But again, just add it to the list. Okay. Weiter, right in the middle. Amarav Huna Amarav Shmutas Yarach Bov Kshera. A thigh bone that becomes dislocated by a bird is kosher. Amalei Rabba Barav Huna L'Rav Huna VeHarabanan Da'asumi Pumpadisa. But the Rabbanan came from Pumpadisa. Said Amru Rav Yehuda Mishmei the Rav Amar Shmutas Yarach Bov Trefa. What do you mean? It has a trefa. So is it a trefa or is it a kshera? Right, the dislocation of a thigh bone of the bird. Amarlei bari. So who asked this question? Right, this is Rabba bar Rafuna talking to Rafuna. So he says to him, Amarlei bari, my son, nara naro pashta, which literally means rivers go their own way. Nara naro pashta, and that basically means to say different minhagim. Different minhagim, people do different things. Nara naro pashta. You see, what does it mean in this context? You look at Rashi for a second. Ein pishte hanahar domin. Right, the rivers don't spread out in the same way. Zeh harif, zeh omeh. This one is very rough, and this one stands. Kach ein minhagim makomos domos. And the minhagim is there for the minhagim are different. So you're asking me, was there two mesoras about Rav? The Rav, ksheiris virile. Rav really holds his kosher. The shmutas yarech of a bird. V'ra'a b'nei pumpadisa shenagabo iser, but he saw the people of Pumpadisa had a minhag to be aser and to be machmir, and therefore he didn't want to say the heter in front of them. V'lo hitiru b'fneihem. V'rav Yehuda, who was from Pumpadisa, thought that Rav held treifa, but really he was just keeping quiet because he knew there was another minhag to be machmir, and that's why he didn't say anything. Interesting at the behavior of Rav. Rav did not say anything because there was a minhag that was more lechomer. If you look in Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim, on Daf Nun Aleph, Tosfos notes, is there ever a time that one can change a minhag? That one could affect a minhag? So Tosfos says, interesting that somebody just told me a story. Again, I don't know if it's a true story or an apocryphal story. Different versions of the story of when the Rama first came to Krakow and he became the Rav there. So I've heard two versions of the story. But the one version that I heard, Mamish, just this week, somebody came to me and told me that he said that when the Rama was being introduced to all the Balabatim, he says, oh, this one Mazel gets a Mazel Tov, his son just got him married, and this one had a baby, and this one's wife went to the mikvah last night, and this one So Rama says, how do you know his wife went to the mikvah? So he says, well, I stand outside and I see. He's like, what a terrible minhag. What are you doing? How can you do that? So he says, Rama abolished the minhag. Okay. The next day, they come in and again, they line up. The Rama says, he's still getting to know everybody, and this guy had a baby, and this guy's this, and this guy's that. And there's one guy that passed, and Rama didn't say anything to him. And the Rama says, the guy says, why don't you say Mazel Tov to me? My wife went to the mikvah last night. He says, I don't know anything. So the Gabbai, who had been there earlier, said, no, she didn't. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. So the explanation of the story, which I don't even know if it's true or not, is that it was very cold there, and it was very, and there had to be a chazaka created that a woman would go to the mikvah, because it could have been that the besiris nefesh was too great in that time. So it was this minhag that was created at the time that there was one, I guess, Naaman person who, would be able to be in charge. Again, it's a somewhat unusual story to say that if it was true or not. But anyway, that's how the story goes. Now, Ramah learned from there, you can never be, abolished any minhag. That's why the Ramah always sticks in every minhag that he can. Yeshomrim, 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 Yeshomrim. Okay. Yeshnoagim. I'm not so sure if it's true. Okay. Weiter. So hopefully if anybody out there has any comments, feel free to let me know. Weiter. Says the Tosfos in Pesachim, though. Tosfos in Pesachim, Daf Nun Aleph, says there are two types of minhagim. Minhagim that people are machmir because they're choshish for a certain din, and there are certain minhagim that people are machmir because they're mistaken about what the din is. If it's the latter, then there's no problem with getting rid of that minhag. That's a minhag based on Tos. Says Tosfos. V'tiros Rabbeinu Nisim, b'megillah starim, d'hai dvarim ha-mutarim acharim nagu b'en iser, haidu she-yodim she-in mutarim heim rotzim l'hachmer al-atzmam. If consciously people accept the chumrah, fine. Aval dvarim shehu noagim machmas ta'us, she-svurim shehu asur, v'hu mutar yachol l'hatim b'fneihem. So if Tosfos says, fine, different stories. Sometimes Rabbanim say, this is a mistake, it's mutar. Or somebody's like here, like Rav didn't say anything. Depends what type of minhag it is. If it's a minhag of Tos or a minhag of that is based on some halachas. This line of nara upashte comes up in many poskim. That line is used just to explain there are various minhagim and everybody should go follow their minhag. Just quote you two Magen Avrams. The Magen Avram says this in Tuf Kuf Pei in Hilchas Tanios. And the Tuf Kuf Pei is the last siman in Hilchas Tanios right before Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. It's the one that whenever we start, but Hashem soon we'll be starting to learn Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, so it's always on the previous Amud. Like, oh, Tuf Kuf Pei. Tuf Kuf Pei, that's the Shulchan Aruch there, quotes many, many days where people used to fast. Where nobody fasts anymore, really. I don't know, all the yard sites. The first day of Nisan when the sons of Aaron died. And the 10th day of Nisan when Miriam died in the Be'er. And the 26th of Nisan when Yeshua died. What's all the yard sites? Quotes there. So there in the Magen Avraham, so we don't do a lot of most of these that are not done in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Magen Avraham quotes at the end of that simon, Isa b'chsavim. I'm sorry, Kasav Atanya. B'yom Hashishi Parshas Chukas. This one is a little more well known. The Friday of Parshas Chukas, there is a minhag to fast. Why? Because that was the day that the cartloads of Svarim in France were burned, in Paris. The 24 cartloads, we have a whole kina about it on Tisha B'Av. That's when it was burned, on the Friday of Parshas Chukas. V'lo kabu oso b'yemei HaChodesh. They didn't make it on the day. Usually you make it on the day of the month. You don't make it on the Friday of Parshas Chukas, but they found a remez in Chukas. Zos Chukas HaTorah, ze gezeris oraisa. Gzeiris araisa. Gzeiris can mean a law, but gzeiris could also mean ripping up and destroying. So that's a gzeiris. This is the gzeiris araisa. That's when it was burnt. That's what by the way, Rabbeinu Yonah, we've quoted, said that he felt that it was an onesh to Klal Yisrael, the cartloads, because they burned the Svarim of the Rambam centuries earlier. That's what he said. But anyway, that's the Magen Avraham quotes. And then he quotes, Vagam Bishnas Tavchas. In 1648, Nechrevu Shnei Kilos Gedolos, that's the tragedies of Tach V'Tat, but also Ayom, the same day, the Friday of Chukas, like the Slichus that the Shach wrote, and he says, Gadigon and the Slagnus Esrim B'Sivan, the 20th of Sivan is a fast day because many tragedies happened that day, and then the Magen Avraham says, Nara Upashta. Exactly our line. These were all common fast days, they say, before World War II. That a lot of communities fasted on Chav Sivan and fasted on the, but after World War II, when there were so many tragedies, it just like overtook and over encompassed anything. So we're going to fast for this and fast for that. But what about for the Shoah? So that's why a lot of these, one might not have heard of. So that's in terms of, fast days. There are also other cases other examples, just two poskim that have it. I saw, last night. Number one, there is an amazing minhag. I don't know where this came from. Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes that there was a minhag that even after people made aliyah, it's in Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Aleph Kuf Samaches, he talks about people who kept 2 days of yontif, even after they made aliyah. So this is what they always did, and this is what they... So he says, he also talks about the whole minhag, and at the end he also ends Naru Naru Upashte in Aleph Kuf Samaches. But just one that I wanted to mention was in Yabia Omer, in Arachayim, Let me just find it here. I have it here. In Aruch Chaim, Yabi Omer, in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Heisim and Chaf Aleph. So someone asked Rav Avadia, they moved to Yerushalayim, and we know the minhag in Yerushalayim is to accept Shabbos 40 minutes before Shkia. Not like the 18 or the 20 minutes by most of Klal Yisrael, but it's the 40 minutes before Shkia. So somebody says, Rav Avadia, do I have to be machmer for that? Do I have to, I mean, that's when the sirens go off, that's when the old Yerushalmis accept, but does everybody? So Rav Avadia says, no. One does not have to. There was never a Kabbalah of the Rabbanim that got together. This was just a minug of certain Eduyos that came to Yerushalayim. But he says there was never any Kabbalah, and he says it was only certain Ashkenazic customs and not Sephardic customs, and therefore Naru Naru Pashta. It wasn't that they got together. And then he says, and don't go by what it says in the newspapers. Oh, that's a Kabbalah. V'chein b'radio, call Yisrael. B'tach le Kabbalah Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos. Mani k'nisa Shabbos, la'alak as the neighbors, be'erev Shabbos. Ki lo nasa, ki na'pi g'doli ha'ora. El al pi ha'luach, shehinuk, ha'rav ha'goan, Rav Tukachinsky. V'api ha'nimshechu, gam mechabri luchos, me'asfar de'vedas ha'mizrach, she'en lem sig v'siach v'yidiyas halacha. The writers of the luachs and the calendars and the radio shows, says that's not he says, you don't have to rely on them. He says, look, Haraya. He says, many of us hold a later Zman Motzei Shabbos, and they say the earlier one. Al-Kain, he says, therefore, that's not considered a Haskama and a Kabbalah. They will probably make Chanukah. It should do it later, so you don't light Chanukah candles so early. So he says, I knew that it's Adik Asafti, even though Naru Naru Pashta, I don't think that you have to be worried about that in this case. Okay, well, man, the Poskim always used that phrase from our Gemara right here. Naru Naru Pashta, which we had earlier, you see earlier, in Daf Yud Ches, to explain various minhagim. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara. Also, Rabbi Abba, Ashkechel, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Rabbi Abba found Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. To Kabbadik, but Somas Agidin, he was checking in that Somas Agidin where the sinews came together. Amar le, lomar le, lomar kulehai. Why do you have to check there? V'harav huna amarav shmutas yarech ba'ov k'shera. Rav says, Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, that if the whole thigh bone is dislocated, it's kasher. Right, if it's totally basically dislocated and it's considered nechtach, it's kosher. So you're checking if every one of the sinews is connected. But if the whole thing is dislocated, it's kosher. So Amar Leah, Namas Nisan Yadana. I don't know. I know the Mishnah. The Mishnah said we had earlier. We know that if an animal gets his foot cut off from below the arkuba, but from the nose, the joint, kshera, but above is pasul. The chetchen nital tzomas agidin, and also if the tzomas agidin was removed, it's also going to be treif. So you see, Rav said it also applies to birds. So I know Rav's interpretation of that Mishnah, so that's why I check. So we have a stira. Does Rav say, by nital, tzomas agidin, right, is that kosher? Right, he said that's a treifa, by an oaf. And yet he said earlier, by the shmutas yad, it's going to be kosher. Aren't they the same thing? Dislocation and totally amputated? So ishtik, he didn't give an answer. Amar Lehi says, why didn't he give an answer? So you might have thought that he didn't have an answer. So we're about to see that it's because he didn't think that he needed to give an answer. Amar Lehi, so the questioner says, Dilma Shani Lehi, Shani Lehi, Bein Shmuta LaChatucha? Do you think there's a difference between Shmuta and Chatucha? Meaning, totally cut off is going to be a, right, Minakubo Lomata, Minakubo Lomala Psula, that's a case that would be a problem, but Shmuta wouldn't. So Amar Lehi, he says, Va'atam Afarsha Shmaisa the Rab. What you think, right, it's worse to get a cut, let me explain how Rashi says. Beit Shmuta LaChatucha, Chatucha is cut off in the middle of a bone, not by a joint. Shmut is cut off by a joint. So cut off in the middle of a bone, obviously, is worse, because it's never going to get better. So Amar Lehi says, Va'atam Afarsha Shmaisa the Rab. What you think you're giving a grape shot in Rav? Rav said it beferish. Well, you're not giving a grape shot, but Feirish Amarav, Shmuta Kasher, Chatucha Psula. The Alta Tamen, don't wonder, Shari Chotcha Mikan Vamesa, Chotcha Mikan Vachaisa. Right? He says that, don't wonder, because that's every law of Trefa and Shchita is like this. It's a game of inches. And therefore, if it's cut off in the middle of a bone, it's a problem. If it's cut off even above that, it could be better if it's not cut by in the middle of a bone, but it's cut by a joint. Okay. Weiter. Kisalak Rabbi Abba, Ashkel Rabbi Zera. When Rabbi Abba went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rabbi Zera, who we know from the Gemara at the end of Ksubis. Rabbi Zera made Aliyah against his Rebbe's right? Wishes, but he went out, wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Yosef v'Ka'amar, and he found Rabbi Zeira saying, Amar Rav Huna Marav Shmuda Ziyarach Be'Of Trefa. So he says that the Itzhashri quoted Rav, Rabbi Zeira quoted Rav in Eretz Yisrael, that Shmuda Ziyah, the dislocation of the thigh bone by a burdus trefa, Amar Lechayi Demar. So Rabbi Abba, who just came there, said, in the life of Mar, meaning I swear, Miyoma de Salik Malahacha, since you came here, Havilon Piskon Pekamed Rav Huna, we've been by Rav Huna, B'she'el Nava Amar Lan, and Rav Huna told us, Shmuda Ziyarach Be'Of Kshera, that Shmutas Yarech, again, the dislocation of the thigh bone by a burdus kasher, Vyashkachti Namilu Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, the Yasav Kabadik Batomas Agidin, and he repeats the story that happened earlier, and I found Rav Yirmiya Amar checking the Somas Agidin. Vyakshile Lo Savala Mar Ha, Damar Rav Huna Marav Shmutas Yarech Be'Of Kshera, don't you hold this kasher, Amarle, and he answered me, repeated the story that we already had, Anoma Sizin Yadana, I said, I don't know, but I know a Mishnah. Behema shenechtechu ragleha min ha'arkubo lamata, kshera, nakubo lamala kpsula. I know if the animal gets, the leg gets cut off low down, then it's kasher. We assume it's going to live. Nakubo lamala psula. V'cheish yitul somas agidin, also if it was taken. V'ama rav ala v'chein ba'of. And Rav said, same thing by an oaf. The whole story repeated. V'yamri le yihachi kasher the rabba the rabba. Then I said to him, isn't that a stira? Ishtuk, he didn't give me an answer. V'yakshile, and then I suggested to him, V'dilmashani le l'rav bein shmuta l'chatucha. Isn't there, according to Rav, is there a difference? V'yamarli, and he said to me, V'adam v'farash is right to the Rav. Why, you're coming up with that chiddush? V'favish amar Rav, shmuta k'shera chatucha psula. So this is the whole conversation that has occurred here in Bavel, says Rabbi Abba. V'yad ma b'yadcha. Reb Zeira, have anything to add? Have anything to add, Reb Zeira? So, Hachi Amar Reb Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. So Reb Zeira says, yes, this is what I heard in the name of Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. Shmuda Ziyarach Be'Of Trefa. I think it's a Trefa. That's what I heard him say. V'chein Amar Reb Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Reb Yochanan Shmuda Ziyarach Be'Of Trefa. So it's Machlokas. Machlokas Amoram seems to be about Shmuda Ziyarach Be'Of. Period. V'yamar Reb Yaakov Bar Idi El Mali Havi Reb Yochanan Ba'asra De'oruba Chav Ras Vasa Lehetera. If Reb Yochanan would have been in the place where his colleagues were matir, lo pirkus, he still wouldn't have said a word. He wouldn't have said a word. Pirkus, we've had before, means like, right, the movements that an animal makes after, as he's dying. Pirkus. Right, but I mean, Reb Yochanan wouldn't have said a word. He wouldn't have flailed at all. Rashi. First skinny line. Lo haya yachol lanut kanaf ula kanter. Afilu ramaz davar. He wouldn't have said anything because his colleagues were great people too. Right? So if Rabbi Yochanan, had Rabbi Yochanan been there, ba'asur da'or b'chav chav rafsa lahatera, lo pirkas, he wouldn't have said anything. To Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi, Shibud Zerach Bov Kshera. Right? Because that's what they say. Rabbi says it's kosher. So even though he might have held it was a problem, he would have held that it's trefa, as we just said. Rabbi Yaakov Bar-Idi quoted Rabbi Yochanan trefa. He wouldn't have said anything because his colleagues were also great people. If you look in, right, it says, quotes Ilmale here. Ilmale. Rabbi Yochanan had been there. So there's a Tosfos in Maseches Megillah that usually the Masoras HaShas quotes whenever it was my Megillah. Right, whenever, I got it here. So Sarat HaShas always quotes this, whenever the word Il Malay comes up in the Gemara. They go to Megillah on Daf. I'll find it, 1 second. If you look in Tosfos here, if I can't find it in a second, I'll just say it outside. Tosfos is Mechalik between Il Malay with a Aleph and Il Malay with a Yud. Tosis says, sometimes the Gemara says with an Aleph, and sometimes the Gemara says with a Yud. Is it Chaf Aleph? Yeah, here it is. Il Mali Mikra Kasuf. Tosis says, Kasha, Sheyesh Il Mali Sherotza Lomar Ilu Lo, Kagon Hacha, Kagon Vachulu, Vyesh Il Mali Sherotza Lomar Ilu Haya. Does Il Mali mean, had it been, or had it not been? So Tosis is Mechalik between Yud and Aleph. Vyom Rabbeinu Tam, Tehecha Sheyesh Aleph Besof Il Mali, Rotze Lomar Ilu Lo. If there's an Aleph, Il Male, so remember that because it's like a low at the end. Were it not for, Vehecha Dexiv Amali Biyud, Rotze Lomar Ilu Haya. And if it has a Yud, it's had it been. So what does ours have? Right? Il Male had Rabbi Yochanan been there. So if it's in beautifully, Rabbeinu Tam Schilik. Il Male had Rabbi Yochanan been there, he wouldn't have said a word. That's the Il Male with a Yud in our Gemara. That's Tosfos in Megillah Chaf Aleph. So most of the time, not here, but most of the time when the word Il Male comes up in Shas, you see on the side, the Masoras HaShas says, look in Megillah, Tosfos Daf Chaf Aleph. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara of Tana Golas, Haisalo Rabbi Chanina. There was a chicken that Rabbi Chanina had, Shadishpata Yarach Shalah. That is, Yarach became dislocated. Vehevial, if nay Rabbi Vitiralo, and Rabbi matred it. Umalcha Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina salted it. Why did he salt it? Because salting always keeps things lasts for a long time. Right? Pickles last more than cucumbers, because they're salted. Vavimori Bahalacha Talmidim. So he was able to keep it, make it last, and in that way show Talmidim that this is kosher, because he held it was not a trefa. Zehitirli Rebbe, Zehitirli Rebbe. Rabbi Chanina used to use it as show and tell. Rebbe was matir, this animal, which had a dislocation. The last Elchazok HaKohanish Baisa, the Gemara ends off by saying, the Halacha is not like any of these. Elaki Hadashal, Rabbi Yossi ben Elroy, yes, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, like the following. The Halacha is like the following question that was asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kideras Kone Bikama. Kideras Kone, what does that mean? Rashi says, Kone, Shenikdar Mimena Chaticha Kiminaruba. Meaning you have the Kone, right, one of the Simanim, that had a hole in it the size of a little window in it. What's the size that's going to be a problem? Armalo, Mishnah Shlema Shanina. What do you mean? Didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Akisar Italki. We learned, like the Italian Isar. Right by the Veshed, it's even a tiny amount. But the Kane is this size. Armalo, Vali Rachalachas, Haisa Bishkuna Seinu, Shinekta Kane Shalah. What do you mean? Didn't we have that case with a U in our neighborhood? Va'asula Krumin Shal Kane V'chaisa. And we were able to heal it. We're able to put a patch on it and it lives, so doesn't that show that it's not a trefa? Amar lo, v'yaldat samich. You rely on that story. You're going to decide what a trefa is, what a trefa not is based on that story. V'alo ara, alach ravachas b'Yisrael. Shmutas yarech ba'ov trefa. Right? We know that the shmutas yarech of an oaf, this is the maskan. That's why the Gemara quotes this here. The shmutas yad of an oaf is kasher. V'tanagolos haisalo. L'Reb Shimon, and therefore that's why we're bringing this story. But let's continue. V'tanagolos haisalo Reb Shimon chalafta shishbata yarech shala v'azla shvar shel shkana v'chaisa. Right? The same thing. Reb Shimon chalafta. He had an animal, a bird that had its thigh dislocated, and they healed it. Aye, but we know it's a trefa. Elamayis l'cholameimar toch yud beis chodesh ave. What you thought it was toch yud? You thought it was toch yud beis chodesh, and therefore, that's. It only lived within Yud Beis Chodesh, and it didn't live till Yud Beis Chodesh. And the healing that took place, therefore, was not enough to make it not a trefa. So too here. In other words, we pass on the maskana. The Gemara quoted the story to say that Yeruch Shmutas Yarach Ba'of is a trefa. And why do we quote the story? To show that either, even if you could heal it, it doesn't make it not a trefa. Or we got the stories wrong. And in both these stories, the case by Shmutas Of by a trefa and the case of the hole in the kana, by both of them, it was healed, but it was only healed for less than 12 months. The time 12 months came along, the animal died anyway. So that is the maskana of Shmutas Yarech by an Of. Period. Fifth Y line. Amru alav Rav Shimon l'chalafta sh'askim midvarim haya. They say about Rav Shimon l'chalafta that he was an askan. Where did that phrase come from? We know, oh, he's an askan. He was an askan midvarim, the original one. What does askan midvarim here in this context means? It means he always tried to not trust what was just told. He wanted to figure it out himself. He wanted proof. And he wanted to go against to be motzi from what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Nitlan Otsa Psula. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? That if the little feathers that are close to the skin were removed, that's a trefa. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to, and Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta wanted to disprove this, or at least see what the halacha was. Let's read the whole Gemara, then we'll see an important comment in Tosfos. And Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta had a chicken. Shenitzla notza shala, that its notza was removed. Meaning, according to Behuda, that would be a trefa. V'hinicho batan, or what did he do? He put it in a warm oven. V'tala aleb amatlushal tarsim, he put a big, heavy layer, material on it, to keep it warm. V'gizla knafay ma'achronim, yosem and arishonim, and he basically grew back even more what he had lost. So he proved that it wasn't a trefa. So the Gemara says, "V'del maksaver Rabbi Yehuda treifa mishabachas." One second, maybe that's not a proof. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though a treifa is going to die within 12 months, it's possible to get better and appreciate even within those 12 months. Maybe that's what happened here in an ofen arai. So imkev midi the mitrefa ba higdila kanafay machronim yosem and arishonim. No, that might be true, but that's never true. Even if a treifa is going to get better, it's never going to get true in the item, in the area that he became a treifa in. He became a trefa here with his feathers and his wings. He can say it got better in that area. So that's impossible. So therefore, he disproved Rabbi Yehuda. He was an askan. He was an askan bedvarim. Period. My asking b'dvarim. Again, we're going to finish the story, and then we're going to have an important comment. What is it? Where do you see? They call him an asking b'dvarim. He was always an osik. Where do you see that? Amar Misharshi dechsev, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, leich al namalatzel. Hey, lazy one, go to the ants. Re'ei derecheha v'chacham. See its ways and become wise. Asher ein lo katin shoter moshel. There's no ruler. There's no officer. There's no king of the ants, and yet they always do their work. They're not lazy. Nobody's telling them what to do. Tachin b'kayitz lachma. And they still, in the summer, prepare all their bread in order to have it for the winter. So, Rev Shimon ben Chalapta says, I gotta figure out if Shlomo HaMelech is telling us the correct thing. Right? That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Right? He says, he tries to figure out whether Shlomo HaMelech was telling us something MS. Says the Gemara, what did he do? Amar Ezel Echzi Ivadai Hu Delesluhu Malka. Is it true that the ants don't have a king? Ozab the Gubas Tamas, so he went in the middle of the summer. Parsil Glima, Akina Dushim Shimani. So he placed a garment over an ant hill. So they would think it was dark, it was shady. So what happened? One of the ants came out and he's like, hey, it's shady. And he marked that one to know which one it was. Oh, he went back in. Amar lahu nafaltula. He says, hey guys, it's nighttime. It's shady. You can come out. Nafkuva, so they all came out. Dalya laglima, and then he took off the material. Nafal shimshin, it became sunny. Nafal oliva katlan. They all jumped on that one ant and killed him. That's the story. Unbelievable. Amar, he says, oh, shmamina de leslu malka. It must be true. It must be they don't have a king. Why? The islahu harmana de malka, lowly boy. They would have asked Rishus to kill this guy. To kill this ant. If they had a ruler, so it must be there's no ruler. Shlomo Melech is right. Unbelievable. Maybe the king was with the attackers. So how do you know that there was no king? Or maybe they did get Rishus. Maybe it was between rulers. The previous king ant had died, and the next one wasn't appointed yet. Right? So how do you know that? So Ella, some of these might be like klutz kasha answers. Like now, well, you're really searching. How do you know? Ella, smocha emnusa de Shlomo. Is Shlomo HaMelech. You could trust Shlomo HaMelech, hachacha mikalata, period. Tosfos asked the bomb kasha, and you read this Gemara, and this question screams out at you, even if one is not familiar with the Gemara in Bava Basra. But this is a Gemara in Bava Basra, where Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir. Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, lo asa lavo, malachim are going to bring stones and set up a gate in Yerushalayim, and it's going to be huge. Rabbi Yochanan talks about huge shiurim of stones. And there was one Talmud in the shir and said, come on, Rabbi Yochanan. Come on, Rabbi. He was malagleg. He scoffed at Rabbi Yochanan. The following week, what happened? This Talmud was on a boat, and he saw a vision in Shemayim of the Malachim taking these huge stones. He says, what are you doing? He says, these are going to be for the Sha'arim in Yerushalayim. So he runs back to, he goes back on land, he gets back to Shir, Rabbi Yochanan, I saw it, you're right, it's going to happen. Rabbi Yochanan says, you only believe because you saw. Rabbi Yochanan looks at him, and Nasa Gal Shalat Samos. The guy dies right on the spot. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. So Tosfos says, what's the difference between that case and here? What, you don't trust Shlomo HaMelech? So Tosfos says, you have to say that here, over there, he didn't trust. Here, he trusted, he just wanted to be ma'ayin more. And he wanted more proof, but not that he wouldn't have accepted it. Says Tosfos, Afa gav tekai gav nechashe bamocher svina, milagleg gabi ahutamadi is milagleg, shiny hacha, shebalavarer hadavar, ulahodia eich yada Shlomo. How did Shlomo HaMelech know that? Unbelievable. But it wasn't chas v'shalom to try to disprove. Right, similar to what we've put in the past, Ein kelokeinu, mi kelokeinu. Shouldn't we ask the question first? Mi kelokeinu, or then ein kelokeinu? And then give the answer? No, something's in Yadus. First is ein kelokeinu. When we are ma'ayin and we try to deepen our emuna, that's only after ein kelokeinu. Then we can say mi kelokeinu and who is like our God. But we don't have an ein kelokeinu, mi kelokeinu looking for an answer. That's what you have to have here as well, that it was just to be mechazik the emuna. Rasher Weiss in his sefer on Moadim on Shavuos, he says, why did the guy have to die? Rabbi Yochanan told him, you only believe what's in front of your eyes, right? If you don't see it, you don't believe in it. What about your neshama, your soul? You look at a person; it's just a physical body. You don't believe it unless you see it. So he took away his neshama right there. The guy dropped dead. Because what you see is what you get. You only believe it. Your emuna, our emuna is based on nasa v'nishma. It's based on shmia. It's not just based on re'iya. That's our emuna. And he quoted this, that dafka, what he saw, says it's not based on re'iya. So that's Rav Asher Weiss on Shavuos. Okay, there's a lot more here. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, but we will stop here, and we will continue again one more day tomorrow.